Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Getting you set for another Red Sox baseball season. This is Mutt and Callahan live from Fort Myers. Brought to you by Shaw's Supermarket and Northeast Electrical Distributors on Sports Radio WEEI.
Back here at JetBlue Ballpark in Fort Myers is Mutt and Callahan with John Tomasi. Red Sox spring training, in fact, really, I guess, does officially kick off today with the first full squad workout. Players have been out here for a couple days, and the chairman of the Boston Red Sox, Tom Werner, comes by the booth this morning. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be here.
He got all excited when I just gave him the Vegas odds. The Yankees and Astros are both expected to win 96.5. That's the over-under. You guys are 93.5. And
I like being underdogs.
What were your responses? Oh, good, we're underdogs.
I like the. I watched the last half of the season last year with the Patriots, as we all did, and I like the fact that they became kind of underdogs, right? And they looked like they had a target on their back, and it was me against the world. And obviously, people are going to come after us because we are the defending champions. But we have a great ball club, and looking forward to getting going.
So you won 108. You brought back all your guys, and you think you're an underdog.
Hey. Well, to again call them the evil empire because they're the favorite. Forget the over/under. The favorites to win the World Series, and your team does, as Jerry say, bring a lot of people back. Does it feel similar? It feels similar to us. Been talking about it for a couple of days, Tom. With so many guys back, it's got a very 2018 feel to it. Except you got a World Series banner to
look back on. You know, we had such a great clubhouse last year, and I feel like. You know, talking to the players, they really are looking to repeat and to prove something. And you guys know their chemistry. They've got great chemistry, and they're competitors. Let's get going.
A lot of your players are giving Alex Cora the credit for last year. Did you expect him to come in and have the presence right away in his first year managing this team? When you guys make the change, that's what you hope for.
Well,
but
you hope for
what
that.
Did you expect?
We knew he had all the tools to be a great manager, and he proved it. And we had dinner. John and I and Sam had dinner with him last night, and he's a champion. And then the players get a lot of great. Coaching from him, not just on the field but off the field. I thought the way he handled the Nate Eovaldi pitching situation in Los Angeles last year. You know, everybody was down in the clubhouse, and he turned it into a great moment. And the players will crash through a wall for him.
Three times in your ownership, your team has come back as World Series champions, and then hasn't been able to repeat. What can go wrong? What have you learned from 5, 8, 14?
Well, a lot can go wrong. You know, the first thing, every year our goal is just to get to postseason, because when you get to postseason, there are eight great teams. We were very fortunate to beat the Yankees and the Astros. They're just as good as we are. We played great baseball. So, you know, it's tough to repeat, but all you can do is just go out there, and it's funny, I sound like a cliche machine, but you just go out there and play each game, and hopefully at the end of the year we'll win 93-plus games and see how we do in postseason.
Now, there's obviously not a lot of big stories. You got the same team back. No one's storming out of camp. There's no Manny Ramirez types here, no Curt Schilling's making news. The big story, the biggest story, I guess, is Chris Sale going into the last year of his deal. He is, you know, handling it like you expect. He's just like, I don't care. I'm playing baseball. That's, you know, something for my agents to do. What are you guys doing? Are you thinking that you could talk to him all during the season? He hasn't set a deadline like Jacob deGrom did in New York. No deadlines. But he seems open to talking. Do you have any timetable on your end?
Well, we have had private conversations.
I think
the best thing for us is to keep these conversations private, because he and we have to come to an understanding that is good for both sides. But we have conversations with him, and in a perfect world, we'd love to have him back. He's one of the great pitchers in the American League.
Have you had similar Betts? having conversations with him?
We have had conversations with him in the past. I think, you know, I think unfortunately what's happening is the players are trying to see, you know, how it all falls out with Manny Machado and Bryce Harper. So we're a little slower to sort of see where the market is. But in a perfect world, again, these guys are the best players in the league. So we would love to stay and have a relationship.
But some guys, as you know, want to get to free agency, set the market, do it for the union, do it for their peers. Is that Mookie's mentality? As far as you know, does he want to get there, or is he willing to
I'm hoping,
pass on that?
We've had he said he's got great respect for the front office. We think he's one of the great players of his generation. Hopefully we'll be able to figure this out.
Will the team be open to extending J.D. Martinez and getting him a new deal to avoid his opt-out? He can opt out after this year. Has that conversation started with him?
We haven't had a conversation about that. That is his opt-out. That's his option. But we love him to have a year as great as last year and keep going.
How does this work? Do you have, like, a different owner take a different player? You have so many guys who are impactful players who are either up this year or next year. Do you have sort of divvy them up, have a little portfolio?
No. I mean, this is basically Dave Dabrowski and Eddie Romero, and the baseball operations are the captains there.
When you see Bryce Harper and Machado still on the market, and obviously it's the big story of this spring training, is it a good thing? You're the owner. I mean, you got to be happy that they're not breaking the bank. And it must give Mookie Betts pause, saying, if I'm going to be that guy, am I going to be, you know, unemployed into March?
Well, I have a couple of opinions about that. I think it's probably would be a better thing if they were signed, because it's good for the fans to know, you know, we've got Manny Machado this
right.
year. But it's their right to decide when they want to decide. I remember a year ago today, we were still talking to J.D. Martinez. So I do think these players are going to sign very soon. I would prefer that they sign before spring training starts, because I think, again, that's good for the game. But they have the right to sign whenever they want. In the end, I think they're going to both sign extremely fair and lucrative contract. So we'll look at this as like, you know, could they have done it a little earlier? But they will sign.
We've been talking about this. Adam Wainwright came out and said there will be a strike, and he wouldn't be surprised if the players walked out in mid-season this year.
Well, I think that's a little silly. I mean, we have a six-year agreement. We're in the middle of it. There are issues that always come up between the beginning of an agreement and the end of agreement that are matters that players and owners talk about, but the collective bargaining agreement is a fair one, and I don't think he speaks for the majority of his membership.
Well,
there is some tension here, and you know, as an owner, I would like to. The players are our partners. We've got to get to a point where we can have conversations with them and do what's best for the game. You know, part of the problem about pace of play is it's been getting sort of part of this whole thing about, well, you know, why aren't these premium players being signed? But we'd like to improve the product. It's important for the players to see that the game needs to be tweaked. And so we'd like to get to those conversations, and
right.
they, in some ways, are being impeded by this.
Well, I want to ask you about pace of play, but to follow up, Wainwright's bigger picture, Tom, seems to be there are certain teams that don't want to win. They're not signing guys. They're not spending money because they don't want to win, essentially tanking. Is that a fair criticism of the
no,
owners in
I
your
think
league?
I don't agree to that. Last year, if you started spring training and said, hey, there are these teams that don't want to win, and you'd probably pick the Oakland A's, you'd probably pick
the Rays,
and these teams were competitive all year. Now, obviously, they don't have the resources of the Boston Red Sox, but every owner that I talk to wants to win, and they're trying to figure out how to do it. And, you know, in our case, for example, last year we had Hanley Ramirez at first base, and he was making $20-plus million a year. And we figured out that maybe there's a better way, a more competitive way to be excellent at first base. And so there are two free agents or people who could have been free agents, Mitch Moreland and Steve Pearce, and that was a better lefty-righty combination. So teams are trying to figure out the best way to win. There are obviously some financial constraints, but I completely disagree about the facts that teams don't start the season trying to figure out how to make
postseason.
But you
don't think there's teams like that look at the Astros, what they did, a bunch of high picks, they became World Series champ. The Cubs, bunch of high picks, became World Series champs. Yeah. You don't think there are teams trying to follow that model?
Well, that the model is it encourages you. If that, you know, it's funny because then people say, "Well, what about competitive balance?" That's a way to address competitive balance, right? The lower you are in the standings at the beginning of the year, at the end of the year, then you get a high draft pick. But I think that that model works. But you know, the A's have been figuring out a way to do that without finishing last, and there are other ways to win.
Your job is to improve the product. You just said it. Make it. It must drive you nuts. It would drive me nuts if I were sitting where you are. When you have some simple solution, whether it's pitch clock or just fewer mound visits or stay in the batter's box, just simple stuff. This isn't complicated. This isn't, you know, like the NFL's concussion problem where there's just really no solution, and yet you get resistance from players or from other owners. I'd lose my mind.
Well, it is frustrating because the NFL changes rules
right,
between
like
games. At the half, they'll change the rule. So, you know, in the NBA, oh my God, there's a three point shot as opposed to, you know, 2-point shot. We'll get there. And I also, I don't want to say, you know, we've got a fire because the game is a great game. But, you know, one of the things that you didn't talk about this, but why not have a pitcher pitch to a minimum of three batters? You know, does he have to have one pitcher, you know, one pitcher, one batter, and then he's changed? So there are things that we can do to just get the pace of game better.
I miss all those mound visits. When you live in the mound visits, the game's just not as enjoyable without unlimited mound visits.
And the slow walk to the mound.
I love when the pitching coach goes out to the mound. Forget the manager. I'm a pitching coach guy. When he goes out to the mound for, you know, 2-3 minutes, I love it.
Well, you guys talked about the pitch clock. I mean, Rob Manfred says yesterday, we're going to put in for spring training, but might not have for opening day, Tommy. And that, from the outside looking in, it's embarrassing that we have not put a plan yet in place. Are you putting the blame strictly on the players here? Are they dragging their feet on
I don't want to blame anyone, but I would like the players to be enthusiastically supportive of it because they are our partners, so we're continuing to have conversations with them about it.
Yeah, I guess my thing is, why not be draconian, unilaterally impose this stuff for the good of the game? I mean, if they don't want to catch up with the times, that's on them.
That's what the NFL would do, and you say that, well, they would do what it takes to improve the product.
In the end, that decision will be made by Rob, the commissioner. And as you guys know, I'm a proponent for you know, making these changes because I think it's, as you said, it's good for the game.
Give us one. What's the most important one to you?
Right now it would be a pitch clock. You know, get the ball, throw the ball.
And they can do it in college and they can do it in the minors. What happens when they get to the pros, to the majors?
Well, part of the problem, I think it's a psychological thing, but you got to get the umpires too. You got to get the umpires to enforce it.
Jerry said the biggest story here was Chris Sale. It might be. I think it's the players and their reaction to going to the White House, Tom. You guys had a plan in place to go last week. You postponed it to May, now 9th. Was it postponed just because of what was going on in Washington? Was there a thought of canceling it altogether? Or do you think the trip is still
going
to happen?
Forget that. Are you going?
I am going.
You are?
I am going.
And we know you're not. I'm going to guess you're not a big fan of the man in the White House.
Well, I'm not a big fan of his, but I think it's an honor to go to the White House. We went with President Bush. We went with President Obama. Many of the players want to go. It's voluntary. The idea this is going to create division in the clubhouse is silly. Those people who want to go when they're in Baltimore, and hopefully the White House will continue to extend the invitation, should go. It's a compliment. The White House is honoring these players for their great accomplishment last year. And I know a number of players are excited about going, and I'm looking forward to it.
Is the entire ownership group going to go as a group with the team?
I believe so.
But, I mean, if just to play devil's advocate here.
Sure.
People know where I come from on this. But if you're Hector Velasquez and you're from Mexico and you have a president whose policies are hostile towards people from Mexico, if you're Mookie Betts and Jackie Bradley, people of color, and policies have been hostile towards people of color, is there any concern on your end that it does become a divisive issue. If you say you're honoring the White House, but the occupant of the White House, you know, has policies that players on the team that could feel excluded by.
I think if you guys want to create a divisive issue, I guess you can. But for the players, it's like, hey, what do I want to do today? It's an off day. I could go to Boston after the game against Baltimore. I could go to the White House. And you know, you guys have been to the White House. It's a thrill to go there and to have a tour and see history. And
it's awesome. We were there with the Patriots, and we didn't even get Big Macs. And Brock Holtz gave a great idea to the he says he wants Chick-fil-A. He wants them to serve Chick-fil-A.
we'll get that to Kellyanne Conway. We'll give her that note.
Do you know if the manager's going to go? Has he told you guys yet?
I know he's thinking about it. I understand why he might not. You know, the president certainly has not been opened his checkbook to the problems in Puerto Rico. But I think he'll make that decision, you know, in due time.
But you want him to go. He's an important guy.
I am agnostic about it. If Alex wants to go, great. If he doesn't want to go, that's great, too.
You guys have had big opening days. We've celebrated World Series, gotten the other teams involved, including the Patriots. Is that the plan? Any plans for opening day and getting the other teams involved?
We haven't finalized the plans, but I think no matter who comes, the big thing about opening day will be delivering the rings to the players.
And hopefully the pitch clock being debuted.
That's what we'll do. We'll hand each player a ring within 20 seconds.
You guys are all very competitive. Here's what I don't understand. Is how could you root for the Patriots? You guys are competing against them for a lot of things in the New England market, right? You Red Sox versus Patriots. Is there a rivalry there where you're hoping that, you know, you guys will win more, you guys will be a bigger deal than the Patriots?
I think that whoever said it was the city of champions, this is a great thing for New England. I have a 8-month-old grandson who's now witnessed two championships. This is, you know, that there was somebody who said, "Oh my God, poor people in New England. It was 90 days between championships." But I actually think the Celtics and the Bruins have a chance to win their league. They're both playing great competitive games, and they're both second or third in their division, so make it 4-for-4.
He's the chairman of the Red Sox, Tom Werner, joining us here at spring training. First full squad today. Tom, thanks
great
for coming by
here
for a few minutes.
All right, thanks for having me.
It is Mutton Callahan, John Tomas. We'll come back and get some thoughts from you here on this first full workout day from Fort Myers.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.